Is that her stuff or yours?
And Mr. Asadorian and Ms. Dalton are both out of town, so they do have excused absences. Could I have a motion to approve the February 19th minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On the second or on a question? All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. I have a couple of awards. First off, I'd like to have the board members that represent the Triad High School District to please come up. And is Bob Diver in the audience? Is he here? I guess not. And we have the Triad Middle School dance team. If I could have you come over and join us.
Yeah, we've choreographed
that. Do it or later, right?
This is a County Board of Mass County, Illinois resolution honoring the Triad Middle School dance team. Whereas the 2013-14 dance team has enhanced the school's fine tradition by combining individual talents with teamwork to bring honor to the Triad Middle School and all the communities it represents in. Whereas the Crusaders recently competed in Illinois Drill Team Association State Finals in Springfield, Illinois. Whereas the squad performed at its highest level and won first place in palm dance competition and third place in a hip-hop competition. And whereas the Mass County Board recognizes Coach Alicia Coleman. Is Alicia here?
I'm not the coach.
Oh. It did say coach. And members of the dance squad for their hard work and commitment that has brought this honor. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of the County of Madison, Illinois, it hereby honors the Triad Middle School dance team for their accomplishments of the 2013-14 Illinois Drill Team Association State Championships adopted this 19th day of March 2013. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes. Ayes have it. Congratulations, and I know you're going to be thrilled about this. I want to have you introduce yourselves, if you don't mind. Go ahead.
And
the coach.
My name is Lucy Coleman. I'm the official team parent.
Well, Lisa, you've been promoted to coach today. Okay, and if we could have you all come down here if we can have a picture taken. Kind of, I'll let you girls get in front. If one of you want to
you're missing
this,
one, Alan.
And he's going to take your picture right up there. Get in there,
hey, Kelly, can you stand up?
Hi.
Can you do this all there?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Thank you.
Good job, girls.
And you might want to make sure we know where to send the picture. Okay? Thank you. Congratulations,
thank you.
All of you.
Thank you.
We have another award. Oh, that's heavier than I think. Sorry, it was. That's heavier than the other ones, I think. And I do think this is important. It's a certificate of achievement of excellence, and financial reporting has been awarded to Madison County by the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States for its comprehensive annual financial reports. This certificate of achievement is the highest form of recognition in the area of government accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by government and its management. An award of financial reporting achievement has been awarded to Rick Fastener, County Auditor. He has been judged by an impartial panel to meet the high standards of the program, including demonstrating a constructive spirit of full disclosure, to clearly communicate his financial story and motivate potential users and user groups to read the CAFR, which I'm not sure what that is. And it's a non-professional, this is a nonprofit professional association serving over 17,500 government financial professionals with offices in Chicago and Washington, D.C. And he's had this award, I think, for 13 times. Every year he's been involved. And I have to say, usually it's a wooden award, you know, it comes on wooden. This is by far, believe me, the heaviest one he's received. So he must be doing even a better job than what he did in the past. But congratulations.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, members of the county board, and I'd like the ladies from the county auditor's office to stand, if you would. They are largely responsible for this award. They demonstrate the professionalism that is in the county's auditor's office every day. They work very diligently in working for the citizens of this county, and we're very proud of this award, and we also appreciate the support of this county board. So thank you very much.
We have one speaker to the county board to the county board today, and that's Mr. Bob Despain. If you want to come down now, and you left your award up there, Rick. We'll move that for you. We don't want you to.
I was going to say you weren't going to take that, were you, Bob?
Thank you, Rick. Good evening. Bob Despain, Collinsville. This Madison County Board is again given more improvement opportunities about transparency, along with the compliance of the Freedom of Information Act. Obtaining transparency is found by the use of the Act. Last board meeting, I used the word party instead of a name, but now I not only know the Vanessa Jones.
Under our dignity in our meetings, that you're not allowed to use names, personal references or anything of that nature. That is in our rules. You will not be allowed to do that. You can talk about an elected official. You're not allowed to talk about an employee. If you'd like to see the information, I have it right here for you to see.
I'd like to have that.
That is your copy.
Then I'll continue.
But you will not be allowed to say any name.
You know about the First Amendment.
You will not be able to say any name.
Yeah, well.
And I do know about the First Amendment.
I appreciate that. Where was I? But I also know that person had a pay increase of 8.9%.
You're bringing personal items up again. Well, I'm not allowing you to. I will not allow you to do that. If you want to speak, you can talk about me all you want. I'd be glad to have you talk about me. I'm an elected official. Talk about me all you want. You can talk about Mr. Givens all you want. Do not talk about our employees. Talk about me.
Or about you.
Talk about me. I'll be glad for you to talk about me.
I didn't understand what you were saying there. All right, we'll go on. I suspect that there are many residents in your particular districts that wish they would have received a 9% salary increase last year. Another FOI request was made for the documents pertaining to the purchase of the podium. The director of administration replied that my request was denied and that no such record could be found. That's unreasonable. Section 9 of the Act says each public body shall notify the requester of the reason for the denial and the person responsible for the denial. The highest ranking appointed employee violated the Act. Not receiving the podium records, I then requested the application for the authority to dispose records. The director replied that the copies came from the county clerk. He noted he had complied for records from other departments in accordance with the county board resolution appointing FOI officers. Having only 3 minutes here, I took much longer now, I'm sorry for that. I am brief in saying he said he was a FOI officer for only the county board. His message asked me that I direct specific requests to the department in accordance with the board resolution designating the FOI officer for each of the departments. The powerful public servant ended by assuming the minimization of taxpayer expense by complying with my request. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Thank you for your attention.
And for the record, I let him go over to 3 minutes because I did interrupt him, so I want to make sure, because I did the interruption, I want to make sure he was able to say what he had to say. Okay, thank you, Mr. Despain. Correspondence.
Chairman, we have a letter, a zoning petition against a request to rezone a particular property, a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a joint agreement, a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding material proposal, the monthly report of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder, the monthly report of the coroner, the jail population report from the sheriff's department, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, and the treasurer's monthly investment report.
That's anything all. Else?
No, okay. Sir.
Thank you. No appointments, I take it?
No, sir.
That's good. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance Committee has only one item for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers. This is signed by all members of the committee. And I move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Got on the machine. On the question, roll call. Mr. Simmons isn't. Okay. Working on it.
I vote yes.
He votes yes. We'll put it down as a yes vote if we have to.
One more time. Let's do it again.
Just one more time we can vote. Is everybody can vote just one more time because Joe messed it up. We're bringing a battery up to you, I believe. Mr. Petrillo?
Yours is contagious. Mine's not working either. There it is. It could be. It certainly could be.
That's a possibility.
Hit yes and then confirm.
It got that far a while ago, but I don't know what happened. I think Brenda did it.
Can we just vote him?
I think Brenda
That's
did
what
it.
I did.
No, I can vote for Liz if you want.
Yeah.
I can.
If we have to, we will mark that down as a voice vote. Yeah, I know. Can we just? You vote aye, Mr. Simonism.
I do.
Okay,
yes,
we'll just go ahead and make sure it's marked. Because I want to keep the meeting moving. For the record, we showed they voted aye. And did we have everybody else's vote then? Okay.
Let's try one more time.
Yes, we're good.
Okay, I think we're good. Mr. Minner, anything else? Okay, Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow county board members. The Grants Committee has one resolution for your consideration this evening, a resolution authorizing park and recreation grants, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. We have a second on the question. Mr. Walters.
This is for procedure, but we voted on the last one. We never saw how everybody voted.
Okay. I thought you did.
I just want to make sure we don't do anything wrong.
Did the chairman say it was going to be a voice vote?
I think we were going to vote, and then Joe was going to do a voice vote.
Vote for finance right now, because we didn't.
Okay, go back to finance and vote. Let's try to get this worked out.
He should withdraw his then?
Yeah, we'll just wait. What you're doing is doing a first vote for finance first. The original motion.
We're going to have to show, Joe, we're going to have to show you his
Mr. Absence. Chairman, I temporarily withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can leave? You're saying?
Yeah. We will mark your vote down. We will mark your vote down.
Voting now?
You're still voting? Okay. Mr. Madison, we need... Have you, Mr. Madison, Mr. Adler?
Adler.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And then Mr. Simonson, we're going to have you marked yes on that bill, too. Is that correct? Okay. Mr. Malone, could you bring that motion in one more time?
Yes, sir. Grants Committee has one motion for your consideration this evening, a resolution authorizing park and recreation grants, and I move for its adoption.
A motion and a second. On the question, roll call. Ask you in a second.
Oh, come on.
Okay, you have to vote.
I am not working out.
Let's just do this.
You want to just do the voice vote?
The hell, even the screen's getting crooked.
I'm going to do a roll call vote because it's just, I want to get this moving. Roll call.
Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Mr. Alonz.
Aye.
Mr. Assadorian's absent. Mr. Brazier.
Aye.
Mr. Burris.
Aye.
Ms. Champoli.
We'll voice vote instead of doing it on a machine.
Dalton is absent. Mr. Davis. Harry.
Yes, you vote yes.
Mr. Dodd?
Yes.
Ms. Glassberg?
Aye.
Mr. Goggin?
Aye.
Ms. Gorman?
Aye.
Ms. Hawkins?
Aye.
Mr. Holliday?
Aye.
Mrs. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Madison?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Maxwell?
Aye.
Mr. McCray?
Yes.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Minner?
Yes. You called my name twice, didn't you?
No.
You said Meyer.
Go ahead.
Meyer. Okay. I'm sorry.
See, we're so used to this.
You vote yes?
I'll vote yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Kristen's absent.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Petrillo.
Aye.
Mr. Robinson.
Aye.
Ms. Roosevelt.
Yes.
Mr. Simonison.
Aye.
Ms. Tracy.
Aye.
Mr. Chicano.
Aye.
Mr. Walters.
Yes.
Okay.
And Miss, you missed me.
Kristen Abbasi.
Oh, Kristen, I thought you were absent. I apologize.
I've been here the whole time.
Where have you been? Kristen.
Right here. Aye.
Aye.
And we will definitely have the machine. So just a warning, all the votes now will be on roll call until we check the machine out. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the Planning and Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Finding in fact and recommendations and the resolutions. I so move your approval.
We have a motion. We have a second on the question. Roll call.
Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Mr. Alonz.
Aye.
Mr. Brazier.
Aye.
Mr. Burris.
Aye.
Ms. Champoli. Ms. Dalton, excuse me, is absent. Mr. Davis? Mr. Dodd?
Yes.
Mrs. Glasper?
Aye.
Mr. Goggin?
Aye.
Ms. Gorman?
Aye.
Ms. Hawkins?
Aye.
Mr. Holliday?
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Madison?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Maxwell?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Menner?
Yes.
Ms. Navasich?
Aye.
Mr. Petrillo?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Aye.
Ms. Roosevelt?
Aye.
Mr. Simonison?
Aye.
Ms. Tracy?
Aye.
Mr. Chicano?
Aye.
Mr. Walters?
Yes.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Meyer?
That is all. Thank you.
It's amazing how much time it takes to do the roll call like that compared to the machine. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. We, your Public Safety Committee, would like to submit our report for amusement license, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you, Ms. Glasper. Real Estate Tax Lot Committee, Mr. Chicano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has a property trustee resolution. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. On the question, roll call.
Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Mr. Rollins.
Aye.
Mr. Brazier.
Aye.
Mr. Burris. Ms. Champoli.
Yes.
Mr. Davis.
Aye.
Mr. Dodd.
Yes.
Ms. Glasper.
Aye.
Mr. Goggin.
Aye.
Ms. Gorman.
Aye.
Ms. Hawkins.
Aye.
Mr. Holliday.
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn.
Yes.
Mr. Madison. Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Maxwell?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Menner?
Yes.
Ms. Navasich?
Aye.
Mr. Petrillo?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Aye.
Ms.
Aye.
Ms. Roosevelt?
Yes.
Mr. Simonison?
Yes.
Ms. Tracy?
Aye.
Mr. Chicano?
Aye.
Mr. Walters?
Yes. Okay.
Motion carried. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Okay. Transportation Committee, Ms. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has five resolutions, the first being the agreement supplemental funding resolution for Troy O'Fallon Road, City of Troy. Number two is an agreement supplemental funding resolution, North Starton Road Reconstruction, City of Troy. Three is a supplemental agreement for professional land surveying service for right-of-way contract with HM&G on Staunton Road. Four is an agreement supplemental funding resolution for 20th Street, Granite City. And number five is a funding agreement for Leadership Council of Southwestern Illinois Freight Transportation Study. It's been signed by all five members of the, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion and a second. Members. On the question, roll call.
Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Mr. Alonz?
Aye.
Mr. Brazier?
Aye.
Mr. Burris?
Aye.
Ms. Champoli? Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Dodd?
Yes.
Ms. Glasper?
Aye.
Mr. Goggin?
Aye.
Ms. Gorman?
Aye.
Ms. Hawkins?
Aye.
Mr. Holliday?
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Madison?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Maxwell?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Menner?
Yes.
Ms. Navasich?
Aye.
Mr. Petrillo?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Aye.
Ms. Roosevelt?
Aye.
Mr. Simonison?
Aye.
Ms. Tracy?
Aye.
Mr. Chicano?
Aye.
Mr. Walters?
Yes.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we'll go to the approval of the Health Committee, approval of the December 18th minutes. Could I have your motion to approve the minutes, Ms. Hawkins, for the Health Committee?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Mr. Holliday?
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, board, I have two resolutions. The first resolution is concerning the appointment of Dr. Michael Beatty to the Health Board Advisory Committee. The second resolution is reappointing members Arthur L. Grice Sr. and Harold M. Johnson to the Health Board Advisory Committee, and I so move.
We have a motion and a second. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye. Polls, eyes have anything else, Mr. Holliday?
That activity placed on file is presented.
We will do that. And Mr. Gibbons, our state's attorney, would like to speak on something real fast.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the board and those in attendance, just a quick note. I wanted to make sure that everyone in attendance was aware that we have formed what we're calling a drug task force for Madison County to help address the problem of opiate and heroin addiction. That many of your county elected officials and department members and leaders and a lot of people from the community are coming together to try and come up with some new creative answers that can help us deal with this growing problem. It's been very much law enforcement focused for the last 3 years, and what we're trying to do is draw in other people, other parties, other stakeholders to help us deal with this really terrible public health epidemic. We have our second public meeting, which will be held in this room, I believe at 1 p.m. on the 4th of April. There will be an official notice that will go out about that. And the first meeting, we had presentations by Coroner Steve Nunn talking about really the worst end of the problem, which is those who end up in his department, but also from the DEA talking about the problem of heroin, where it comes from and what it is. Our next meeting is going to focus on treatment providers, on the kinds of treatments that they're providing, the kinds of opportunities that are available there for folks to avail themselves of, and the problems that they're running into in getting people help and the services and treatment that they need. So I recommend, and I'd ask everyone that if you're available, please come and take part. If you know anyone who's suffering or has a family member suffering from addiction, this could be something very helpful. And to those of you who represent the citizens of Madison County, this is something that impacts our entire community from one corner to the other, all the way across.
When's yes? The date again?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to
say. April 4th is the tentative date. We expect that's going to be the date at 1 p.m. here in the county boardroom. But there will be a public notice that will go out about that as well.
If that changes, could somebody notify us via email?
Sure.
The county board?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We'll have that done.
Okay. Anyway, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Any other comments or questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Ms. Hawkins.
Yes, I'm very pleased to hear that program. Not only I feel so sorry for the victims, but the parents. Thank you so much.
Okay. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion, second. All in favor, by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.